3 years ago next month, an explosion rocked a fertilizer plant in the rural community of West Texas. The fire injured 160 people and killed 15, many of them emergency responders. Like every other state in the country, Texas relies in part on volunteer firefighters for disasters like these. And like some other states, Texas has no minimum standards for how those firefighters are trained. Dave Failing from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
West Texas is a little farming community about 70 miles south of Dallas-Fort Worth. And in April of 2013, a fertilizer plant caught fire there. Volunteer firefighters rushed to the scene, some in their own cars. 10 of them would die when tons of chemical fertilizer exploded. Days later, at a memorial service,
firefighter Cody Dragoo, West Fire Department.
Then Governor Rick Perry said,
"We will never forget what happened here."
What many of the firefighters' families did not want forgotten was that before they gave their lives fighting a fire, the volunteers had been giving their own money and time for years.
Cody dedicated a lot of his time to the West Volunteer Fire Department.
They told how some of the volunteers had to drive hundreds of miles to get training.
As a matter of fact, he went to the Texas A&M Fire School just probably a month or so before the explosion.
One of the most glaring issues exposed by the West tragedy was the lack of training. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board found that only a few of the firefighters responding to the West fire had any training for chemical accidents. Johnny Banks was the lead investigator.
If they did training, it was on their own time. They did a lot of fundraising around town to maintain their equipment and took time off from other activities to do the training that they did.
More generally, they found that many volunteer departments are so strapped for funds that when they get grant money from the government or foundations, it often goes for equipment. Investigator Reepa Shroff.
Such as PPE, vehicles, equipment, things like that. And very small a portion of that is specific to training.
The Chemical Safety Board said the volunteers in West were, quote, victims of a lack of training. In another report, the Texas Fire Marshal pointed out that Texas has no minimum standards for volunteer training. We found one state with a different approach. A decade ago, California mandated that volunteer firefighters have to have the same safety training as career paid firefighters. In Texas, Representative Pickett says having a statewide training standard would be fairly easy to set up, but might be hard to get approved by lawmakers if it required additional funding. That said, the legislature did double the amount of money for assistance to rural volunteer departments to $24 million a year. Pickett says several state agencies are now working on grants to increase the funding.
Do we have enough? No. Have we gotten better? Yes.
At the State Firefighters Association, Director Chris Barron told us that the way things are now, a volunteer wanting to take firefighting classes might get some help paying tuition.
But yet it doesn't provide for the $500 to $800 cost in travel. And then, of course, the volunteer's time is getting to the training and them having to take off their personal vacation to get to those type of events.
Training is expensive, but in firefighting, a lack of it, as they found so tragically in West, is what can really be costly. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Failing.